WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Robert Loggia is a character actor. You'd probably recognize his face and voice, but not necessarily his name. In the movie Scarface, he played the drug kingpin who brings Al Pacino into the business.
You see that fat bastard as Nacho Contreras?
El Gordo.
He's got more cash than anybody in this place. He's a real hothead. You know what a hothead is?
No, Frank, you tell me. What is a hothead?
It's a Yiddish word for pig. It's a guy.
In Jagged Edge, he was the hard-boiled private eye who helped a lawyer played by Glenn Close on a murder case.
All right. Got 832 pages, signed, sealed, and delivered by Thomas Krasny, Esquire, The People versus John C. Forrester.
It really took Krasny 2 months to put this together?
Christ's sake, Teddy, he's got him tied to that f***ing knife.
No, he doesn't. He has a janitor who claims to have seen a knife in the locker.
And in his new film, The Believers, Loggia plays a tough Irish New York City cop who investigates a series of ritual murders.
Oh, Christ, you see what they did to the kid in there?
What
did you see?
I saw. What do you know about it?
They took my badge!
Who took your badge? Who took it? Who took it, Tom? Come on.
You don't know what they could do to me.
Tom, you did a good job on this one. Now we're on top of it. You got to let us have it. We're going to go down to the station house and we're going to make a report.
Robert Loggia began acting in New York in the early 50s. He's now 57. He's played a lot of heavies and cops in his career. I asked him why he thinks he gets cast in those roles.
I guess I have a kind of an urban quality, was born and brought up in New York. It's fortunate that I'm right for that. Let's, you know, I suppose if we were dealing with a lot of pictures that we'll say cowboys and more from rural areas with thick Southern accents, I might not be working so much. So it's kind of fun.
In The Believers, you play an Irish cop in New York, a police lieutenant. What did you do to get into that role? You grew up in New York. You've met a lot of New York cops in your time. But what did you do to really get into it?
I know what an Irish cop is, as opposed to an Italian cop or a Jewish cop or a German cop or whatever. That the quintessential Holy Name Society Irish cop, I know him, and I wanted to deliver him to the screen.
In The Jagged Edge, you played a private investigator working closely on a murder case with the lawyer played by Glenn Close. A lot of critics and viewers really started paying very serious attention to you after that role. It got you an Academy Award nomination. It seemed to me to be the kind of role that wasn't necessarily that well fleshed out in the script. I just had a feeling that a lot of what was interesting about the role was what you brought to it. Was it a role like that where you had to really partially invent the character?
Yes, you're quite right. I think whatever I've done up to this point has been in the main been working with very little on the script and indeed very little time on the screen compared to what else is happening. Certainly, Sam Ransom in Jagged Edge, even by you could tell by the way it's perceived. You know, when you setting up the shots, say, and the studio publicity, that this was considered a very peripheral character. But then about a couple of weeks into the film, Marty Ransohoff, the producer, came to me and said, Bob, you know, you're stealing this picture. I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, really? He said, you're really coming across strong in this picture. And as the dailies continued, 3 and 4 and 5 weeks into it, again, Marty Ransohoff said, you have stolen this picture. He said, damn it, I think you're going to get a nomination out of this.
He was right.
So he called that shot very early on.
In Scarface, you played a Jewish-Cuban drug dealer. What did you do to get the accent?
Well, Al Pacino and I and Steve Bauer studied with an acting coach here, Robert Easton, who would work all day working on this, the very specific nature of the Cuban accent, which would be different from the Mexican accent or a Spanish accent. The Cubans have a different rhythm. It's quite rapid fire.
And you had to be able to say Yiddish idioms and with a Cuban accent.
Yeah, like let me tell you what chase is. Yes.
Right.
You crazy Tony Montana. It was interesting to play a Cuban Jew. Talk about character acting. But we talked all day. We rehearsed for 3 weeks, and if Al and I would go out to dinner at night, we'd continue talking in our accents. So we never let it go.
You play a police lieutenant in The Believers. You have a bit of a temper in the movie, and I think you're really good at raising your voice, really getting carried away.
Well, I don't know. I guess so. I'm not that way as a person. Actually, I'm a very easygoing, soft-spoken guy, really.
That's one thing I'm noticing talking to you now, that you really seem very soft-spoken. And, in several of your roles, in a lot of your recent roles, let me put it that way, so much of your language is just sprinkled with expletives.
Right. Yeah, I'm even not all that happy about, when I read Sam Ransom in Jagged Edge, when I read that script, I said, you really want me to, say all this? And especially coming off Scarface, which had been bad rap because that used the word like over 200 times. And that can be tiresome. It's tiresome when you hear men or women, as a matter of fact, just using gutter language,
You've played so many heavies and also detectives and cops. Can you ever use that to your advantage? I'm thinking, I don't know if you've ever pulled something like this, but have you ever been on the verge of getting mugged or of being in a room with someone who's vaguely threatening? And have you tried to, turn on the kind of power that you have in those roles to scare them a little bit?
No, I've never done that. But it was a danger for a while that I was nailed down because I had... There was a period in my career where I had to make sort of a comeback from oblivion because I had dropped out of work for about 4 or 5 years. And to reestablish my credentials, so to speak, in Los Angeles, I was between 74 and 80, I did a lot of episodic television playing heavies. And I wasn't as well known, so to speak, as I am now. And... if I would go into a store, say, quite often there would be, I'd notice that the person would look up, see my face, and take an immediate step back. There was a subliminal reaction that this guy's bad news.
Like you were going to rob them or something.
Right, because they had seen an episode of whatever, whether it was Magnum or Mannix, or any of those shows, SWAT, that I had been doing. To answer your question, though, I never used that character to scare people or throw my weight around. No, that I was talking with Bert. Went out to dinner with Bert Reynolds. We became good friends. That when you play a tough guy, that you really have to watch the local yokel coming at you and say, "I can take you, baby," and want to have a fight with you.
Has that happened to you? Has that been a
no?
Problem?
That has never happened to me, but it has happened to Bert, and I believe it's happened to Sly Stallone. I did a picture with Sly. Sly has to have guys around him to, where it's dangerous. Sly's gotten death threats, from idiots. But no, that's never happened to me. I would hate for that to happen, for a guy to want to mix it up because I play, say you're not so tough. That sort of thing, to mix you up with the roles you play.
Are you tough?
Yeah, I am tough.
Does feeling you could take someone out make you more convincing in a role when you have to do that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I did a series called THE Cat. I don't know if you remember. That was back in 68. It was a very physical guy. And when I was younger, especially, I played very, very, I'm very gifted physically. And I'm able to do my own stunts and all that stuff, and now I'm on such a roll of doing terrific pictures, working with terrific actors and directors, that I'm quite happy to be able to express the range that I feel I have.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in more roles, and I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Terry. Great to talk to you. Bye.
Robert Loggia can be seen in the new film, The Believers. He spoke to us from Los Angeles.